Go back to you.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. And thanks to Bo for coming in. Spent a little bit of time with us this morning, as he usually does once a week. And talk a little bit about all the football stuff. And he become a big old hockey fan, man, going to all the games now. We've got a lot of stuff going on here this morning, as we got San Francisco at Seattle tonight. We've already played Seattle. That didn't go well. And we got San Francisco down the road. They'll be here. They're 2-3. How about San Francisco? 2-3 and had the lead in two of those games in terrible losses.
It's a good 2-3, right? We always talk about, like, we're a bad 2-3. They're a good 2-3.
Well, they had leads in the fourth and didn't hold it against the Rams and,
I mean, you like
Arizona.
To think they will figure it out at some point. Right?
Yes.
They got the same core players
yes. For
the most part. I mean, I know Christian McCaffrey is missing, but
the other guy's not bad.
No, Jordan Mason's good.
Yeah, not bad at all, for sure. God, I just looked. It's funny. All this drama going on, I was like, wow, we still got to play the Jets twice, and they're trying to figure out. They're just for a team that's got a chance this week to win that game. And by the way, they played great against the Patriots. They got a chance to win this game. They get back to 3-3. Then the Buffalo Bills would be 3-3 if that happens. You're right there. You're right there with a chance to go 3-3 if you can beat the Colts next week. And then after that game, which I'm guessing will be a Tyler Huntley game, he deserves to be the starter. He played a lot better last week. I would think that there's a good chance Tua's back after that game, because that would be the following game at home against Arizona. You just look at this schedule. You got the Patriots. You got the Bills, another game at their house. Won't be easy. You've got the Jets twice at the end of the season. And then you look around some of the games. Arizona. You know, they got a bunch of 2-3 teams is pretty much what I'm saying as you look at this schedule. Now, you got to get a lot better. You've got to get a lot better, and if that's Tua doing it or cleaning things up that have kind of hurt the team, because there has been a lot of things, been costly penalties for some of these guys and just mistakes that have been made, special teams. It's hard for me to imagine special teams being worse than they were in that last game. It really is. And Braxton Berrios had a great catch on the sideline. Carried and got you good field position by running down the sideline there to get you much better field position. But outside of that, block punt, dribble, field goal, snap. You just had some really rough stuff. And you actually had a lot of yards. Hell, you ran for 190. You threw for 190 in the game. But you just, the mistakes, a snap, shotgun snap, and Tyler's not ready, and a couple of nice runs got called back because of holds. It's just those type of things. Just not able to overcome it, and going 2-for-11 on third down. Turn the ball over a couple times. It's just, those are hard to overcome. Now they're able to do it because of who they were playing, and they got a little luck. Got a little luck at the end of the game. They had a touchdown with a minute left. That call was reversed after the original touchdown call in the back of the end zone because he didn't get his foot down, and a lot of us did not know what the ruling were. Jimmy Cephalo knew. God bless Jimmy, man. Good job. Cephy caught it and knew right away after he saw it that was going to get reversed. So a lot of stuff going on here. We got some great games coming up, by the way, folks, that we'll be talking about. Hey, Woody, I wanted to get into this morning a little bit. You cover the Canes and 6-0 now, halfway through the season with a bye week. Let's see if you're with me on all this stuff. I'm going to give you a chance. Cam Ward, the MVP. Obviously, 20 touchdowns.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
That's an easy one. He's also ran 161 yards and 3 more touchdowns. So he's just gotten off to a great start. You know about his fourth quarter comebacks. I want to ask you about the give me a couple of breakout players for you. See if you and I are on the same page. Breakout years for a couple of guys would be
Arroyo.
Yes, I got him as one of my three.
Okay. Boy, you could name a lot of these receivers. Horton's been great.
Horton's the second one.
Breakouts. Are we talking about guys that, like, we didn't expect to
yes.
be? Okay. How about we can go on the defensive line?
No, I expected not, all okay. those guys.
I had expected. Meech Powell goes in there. Meech Powell's been really good.
Started missing some tackles, so I calmed down because a lot's been expected of him coming here from there's like eight or nine of those guys. Be hard to get on the list. Can I give you one?
Please.
O.J. Frederick.
Okay.
True freshman out of St. Thomas in the way he's played. He's been really, really good. And so I wanted to get those guys out there. Best defensive player so far? Best defensive player.
Probably.
It's a no-brainer for me.
All right, who do you got? Go ahead.
Simeon Barrel.
Yeah.
When it's all said and done, pass rushers have had their moments, cooled off a little bit. Not been as good on the edge and everything, but the most consistent guy. And when they take him out, I see a drop-off.
Do you have a non-Cam Ward offensive MVP?
Yes. Braxton. Oh, Braxton Berrios.
Xavier Restrepo.
Xavier Restrepo. Speaking of talking Braxton. Sorry about that.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, Xavier Restrepo.
Yeah, he's been incredible.
I think the other guy's been really good. Maui Noah at right tackle.
Yes. Yes,
like when they start to quietly go, he's a first round pick, a high first round pick.
The offensive line's been pretty good as a whole. I would give those guys a.
They need one guy back, and this is not a shot at anybody. They need Jalen Rivers back.
Yep.
You agree with me so far?
Yeah. Well, I imagine he'll be back for the next game, right?
He's had a long rest to whatever it is to get healthy, but Jalen Rivers.
You saw it bringing Reuben Bain back, did.
And Reuben Bain, you see how good and the things that he can do.
It's a shame because he'd be, you know, you talk about MVP of the team, like he'd be in that conversation.
He'd be in a different level.
But he just hasn't played.
So you're right about Meech Powell, three interceptions. But, you know, some of the tackling on the outside, just not good enough still. Still not good enough. Guys bouncing out.
Well, it's interesting because you look at the last two games and there were a lot of issues, right? When conference play started, a lot of these issues started to pop up. I think you saw a few of them in the South Florida game.
Yes.
You know, some of the turnovers and the penalties and stuff and missed tackles and all that. And
well, people are starting to attack certain parts of the defense that they figured out. These guys study and analyze and evaluate everything. Everybody does on both sides of the football, which, by the way, is so funny because Cam just keeps throwing it at you. And by the end of the game, that Cal defense looked completely different. He just made it look so easy. It was like he just wore them out. They run some ridiculous amount of plays.
Yeah, and they're obviously they were throwing the ball around a lot. The only thing I would say, Joe, is the run game has been a little bit disappointing, I guess, right?
Especially early in games, yes.
Yeah, like I was expecting Damian Martinez to have a monster season here, and he's been quiet. And, you know, maybe the second half of the season we'll get some more, you know, out of that run game. But, yeah, I mean, they're digging themselves into holes the last couple of games, and that's certainly not ideal. But
the O-line has looked really good at times, and at times has not. And it's not – listen, overall, it's a really good offensive line. And it's got a lot of really good players. It's got some more guys that just need more playing time to get even more comfortable. But when they have Maui Noah on one side and Jalen Rivers on the other, things look a lot better. A lot better. That would be my only point with that stuff. But Elijah Arroyo has been just a great story, what he's been able to do so far. Is
that a breakout season?
Boy, first time we've seen him healthy.
Yeah.
First time that guy, and I mean all the way back from his ability to run. My God, I can't wait to see just how fast that guy runs. Running across and chasing a guy down a couple of games ago was just incredible what he did. So a lot of good stories. 6-0, but you can't play all these tough comeback games in the fourth quarter, or it will catch up with you as you look at that schedule, which, by the way, I did look at Louisville. Florida State and Duke at home.
We ran it down yesterday.
Manny Diaz and Duke come back. Manny Diaz, by the way, what a job at Duke. 5-1. At Georgia Tech, we owe them one. Wake Forest and Syracuse is 4-1 as well. How about that? So,
I mean, Joe, you're talking about a team that's going to be pretty significant favorites the rest of the way. There's not a game on there that they won't be favored in.
Yeah, but I don't think the point spreads are going to be as big off of what they've done the last two
games. No, I agree with you on that. The double-digit point spreads, the days of those might be over, but they'll be favorites in all those games. I mean, certainly on paper as well, right? You look at the talent of Miami stacked up to those teams. The only game that I guess would be an issue at any point here would be the Clemson game, should they get to the championship, right? And we were also discussing this yesterday. I'm curious what you think. Does the ACC have any shot to get two teams into that playoff? And I think the only way that happens is if Miami were to win out and get to the ACC championship game, play a one-loss Clemson, and then Miami loses in that game. Would a one-loss Miami get in? And we started looking at it, and it's really tough, man, because these SEC teams, they play each other, right? But they just don't – the losses don't drop them.
Yeah, but three losses start to drop teams.
But a two-loss SEC or Big Ten, probably, they're going to give that to them all day, over a one-loss ACC.
That's correct because they're going to have impressive wins. I agree with you on that. By the way, this week, the Canes being off will make a move because Oregon State number two, Ohio State number two plays Oregon number three. Ole Miss is at 9 and LSU's at 13 and Penn State is at USC. USC can win that game. And then you got some good games set up there for to move and continue to move up. But they got
the thing with that game, like you mentioned, like Oregon, Ohio State, like if they play a classic, like that Alabama Georgia game, like
neither one gets
how
hurt,
do you?
Probably.
I mean, how do you really penalize them?
No, they're in the Big Ten. They're gonna be in good shape.
And the other issue again becomes Miami is not going to play anyone all year the caliber of Oregon or Ohio State, right?
No, you're right. I don't disagree. That's how you're going to get looked at. It might be just one team gets in the ACC.
It probably will be. I think the Big 12 will get one, and then the Group of Five will get one, and then it's, I would imagine, Big 10 SEC pretty heavy. Notre Dame's probably going to find a way to sneak in there, right?
No, hopefully Notre Dame's got as one of the Catholic brothers here, have a chance to lose a couple.
The committee would love to put Notre Dame in there. Yeah, they're good for business, apparently.
They're good for business. Jeremiah Smith, by the way, have you seen this kid?
I have, it's good. Yeah.
Let me ask you, the kid at Alabama is really good, too.
The 17-year-old?
Jeremiah Smith, though, 6'3", 215 pounds. I was watching his highlights. He's already got 23 catches for 253 yards and 6 touchdowns. He caught a quick post pattern and outran everybody, and I just forgot. And I literally watched him play last year. I was out there with Nat Moore, and we were watching Central play Chaminade. And he made these – you've seen all the one-handed catches he makes in the end zone? Guys are on him. He jumps up like he looks like a first-round receiver right now.
Yes. Yes, he does.
Teenage kid.
Hey, man, how about the job at Ohio State Brian Hartline's done? Bringing all those guys in. I mean, I assume he recruits a lot of those guys, right?
Yes. Yeah, he does. No, you're right. Hartline's done a great job. He has done a really, really good job. All right, we got to go to break here. Running a little bit late here. We do have a lot of stuff, though, to get to here today. A lot of football stuff. Talking a little bit about the NBA and the Spo news out there. Once again, named by the NBA general managers as the number one. This is not the first time he's won this. He gets, it seems like, every year, the best head coach in the NBA. I love seeing that with Spo. And they break it down into different categories, like best defensive schemes. And he does that zone. As soon as I saw that, I went, yeah, that zone, how does that zone mess up grown-ass men that have, like, been around the zone for a long time? I'll tell you what, Baptist Health South Florida, love talking about them, man, because they have such a good sports medicine program. And those doctors are really, really good at what they do, man. I'm telling you right now, we're lucky to have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country right here in our backyard. And people ask me all the time, where do the pros go? And I go, well, Inter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU, Dade County High Schools. Not just that, but all our individual events, a lot of our professional events down here, all use those great doctors from Baptist Health. They're so good at what they do. And some of the top specialists in the industry all working together for the knee, any kind of knee problem you've had, they see every day. Shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back doctors, hip and knee replacement doctors, and full-time Achilles doctors. It's become a big problem for athletes is the Achilles and popping it. Well, I'll tell you what, it sure is nice to have these doctors that have just been doing it for so long, have great experience to go with great locations for you to go to. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. Go down if you get a chance. Down to Hard Rock Stadium. Got it right next to the training facility. They have a Baptist Health there now. And the new facility on 595 and Pine Island in Plantation is perfect if you're in Broward County, man. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. One goal for everybody. When you talk to those doctors, it's about getting you healthy as quickly as possible with the experience and the great doctors they put together for you to have great success getting back out playing the team or individual sports you love the most.
All right, welcome back here to the show, and it is time for our Fantasy Football Report. Fantasy Football Reports on WQM are sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's is America's favorite vodka for a reason, known for great vodka, giving back, and doing good for dogs. 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly. We have football tonight, so make sure you get those lineups set. It is the Seahawks and the 49ers going on Thursday Night Football as we jump right into our Week 6 rankings here for fantasy football. And looking at quarterback, Lamar Jackson comes in at number one. Jaden Daniels, your second-ranked quarterback in Week 6.
That's crazy, really?
I know, it is.
They're playing each other.
He runs a lot, too, but he's just overall really good. Then you had Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, and Kirk Cousins round out your top five. Josh Allen, they got all the way down at seven.
He's been struggling to score. He's been struggling with that group of receivers that we thought he'd struggle with.
Either that or he's dealing with concussion symptoms and being knocked out.
Oh, man, I heard that all day yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Why don't they treat him the same as Tua?
Yeah. I don't know why people think they have nothing in common.
Yeah, I agree with you.
They have nothing in common with the way they've looked after being hit.
I do agree with you. All right, Week 6 running backs. Alvin Kamara comes in at number one, followed by Saquon Barkley. The big horse, Derrick Henry at number three. They got Washington. Bijan Robinson at four. Jonathan Taylor comes in at five. Breece Hall, by the way, was one of the top picks in fantasy, all the way down at number eight.
Boy, they just can't get it going. Can't get that running game. They can't get anything going on that offense.
Wide receiver spot, you got Malik Nabers coming in at number one for the Giants. Jamar Chase, C.D. Lamb, Drake London, and Amon-Ra St. Brown. Garrett Wilson, number seven there for the Jets. They can try to get that crappy offense going.
Well, I'll tell you what, Lions at the Cowboys is going to be a fun game to watch.
There's a lot of good ones. Tomorrow will be fun. We'll get your picks towards the end of the show.
Yeah, I'm looking. Who would have ever thought Washington and Ravens would be like a top two or three game?
Yeah.
After the way the Ravens have played over, or excuse me, Washington's played over over the last few years, and now they're 4-1.
Amazing what hitting on a quarterback can do.
You're right.
Tight end.
That's right.
George Kittle, Trey McBride, Brock Bowers, Jake Ferguson, and Sam Laporta round out your top five there. And let's get to some defenses really quick here, Joe. Week 6 defenses. Basically anyone that plays the Massage King and the Browns. The Eagles come in at number one. The Texans at number two, they play New England. The Steelers at number three play Vegas. Broncos at four, they play the Chargers, and the Colts play Tennessee. But anyone that plays Cleveland, man, it's on.
Well, I'll tell you what. Deshaun Watson is slowly turning into one of the biggest trade busts of all time. Now, his career hasn't been a bust.
One of?
Huh?
He is the bust of all time.
For trades, not draft.
Yes.
He's good. He was good to start with. Deshaun Watson.
Do you agree with my theory?
I don't know. I don't know enough about it. I know you can throw the Tiger thing out there. If he would have been able to keep. Well, first of all.
You make that big of a change in your lifestyle.
Sitting out a full year. His offense just doesn't. I mean, he ran around and just was unbelievable the year before all this stuff became public. Because I'm guessing it's been going on for a while. But you give up three ones and you're guaranteed all $230 million and you're this bad. And he's bad. I mean, he's awful. He really is, and they can't. They owe him so much money that they got to make this work, and they've got to say nice things about him, and he is really, really bad. Speaking of that, how about all the quarterbacks now? Derek Carr is going to be out, so Spencer Rattler is going to start. Yeah. Who at one point everybody thought was one of the top quarterbacks at Oklahoma. He loses his job to Caleb Williams, if you remember that story. Remember Caleb took over, and look at Caleb now, the number one overall quarterback in the draft, and he ends up going to South Carolina. He transfers, Spencer Rattler, and is now going to get a chance to start.
So how many new quarterbacks do we have going? We have Vegas made a change.
Well, we got two rookie quarterbacks going to start rookies. This week.
Drake Russell May. Russell Wilson might play.
Every year we talk about all the quarterback changes, right, that happens. Only a few are injury this year. One has been our guy, Tua. But Derek Carr's injured. He's going to be out for a while, so Rattler's going to get the start. Drake May, apparently after that Jacoby game, Coach Mayo just said, Jacoby wasn't good enough, man. I mean, I told him, we got to win the game. You miss throws. Drake, I think you're ready to go. So good luck, Drake May, man. Good luck. How good can he look with that group?
Probably not very.
They need to run the ball and run it well, or they're in big, big trouble. That's a tough one. But the story of stories is this Jets thing. It just is incredible. This Robert Saleh, Aaron Rodgers thing. I don't think anybody believes that Aaron Rodgers. No one. Even though he went on McAfee and said, this is ridiculous, I'm being accused of all this stuff. You are. You're guilty. There's no way the owner of the team calls you the night before and all you did was talk about your sore ankle. There's no way.
By the way, it would be bad on the Jets if they didn't run it by Aaron Rodgers. Wouldn't it? Like, I don't even have any issue with that. It's the fact that, like, he gets on and, like, everything the guy says is either a lie or,
you know,
conspiracy nonsense that he spews.
He has been caught in lot of stuff.
How would the Jets, of course they would run it by him. What do you think, they're just going to blindside their quarterback? The guy that they basically handed the keys to the whole franchise to?
And now this stuff's come out that Saleh was coming in to replace Nathaniel Hackett and say, hey, you can either, we're going to demote you or you can just go if you want. But
I'm guessing a lot of fun stuff is going to leak out of there.
Oh, I hope so. Weeks, it's just such good stuff. And the fact that it's the Jets just feels so good, especially when our team's not playing great either.
But you do agree, though, right? Like, the Jets, I mean, they should have ran it by Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
If the Dolphins were going to can Mike McDaniel midseason, Aaron Rodgers, I'm guessing they'd give Tua a phone call.
Aaron Rodgers is the face of the team. They sold out to get him. They've done everything to get him. They were so desperate for a quarterback after their guy didn't work out, second overall pick. But this thing with Nathaniel Hackett, it seems to be, and Aaron Rodgers hanging on to him, like, no, he's my coach in Green Bay, and he's really good, and I want to keep him. So I don't think anybody's being really honest about any of this stuff. Now Aaron Rodgers come, I told him, you know, you do whatever you have to, and I'll play whatever you want to do to Jeff Ulbrich, the defensive coordinator who will now be the head coach. And it's just, God, Aaron Rodgers is really hard to like. He's just
yeah, and you know what, Joe?
So
he threw
hard.
The pick at the end of that game. That was all on him.
He did say that.
You know,
I give him credit.
Like
he did say,
I
got to play better.
Someone's got to pay the price, right? So they put it on the coach. But, yeah, don't come on the show and say that the owner called you, but, yeah, he never mentioned anything. Like, what kind of a weird thing to say?
You know, I just called to see how you're feeling.
I guess he does think everyone's stupid.
He just says whatever. And he just so desperately wants to be Peyton Manning and Tom Brady.
Yeah.
You know, they went to a new team and they won a championship, and he wants to show everybody he can go somewhere else. And because he came to a team that has a great defense, and they've just been terrible offensively. Matter of fact, Jets are really good defense still, right there at the top ranked. But, man.
texter here, New Jersey Pat wants to bring us back down to earth, Joe. He says, guys, I hate to say this, but our organization is no better of a dumpster fire than the Jets.
Or it's just more quiet.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Ours plays along with each other.
It's just the quarterback.
We just don't have the drama. No, we don't have the drama. Hey, by the way, you're right, though. If some of this stuff continues, there's going to have to be some stuff's going to have to be taken care of at the top.
Yeah, I would think so.
And I'm not talking about Mike McDaniel.
I know who you're talking about. Okay. I know. Guy who picks the team. Yep.
I mean, at some point, somebody's got to look and got to break things down of why we've done certain things certain ways. And if other people are affiliated with it, somebody's going to have to make tough decisions, even if you like them a lot. Because we do have a bunch of guys that like each other a lot, but it's got to be about business. And this business is cold. One thing he did say, Aaron Rodgers said, and it's true, this business is cold. And if you don't produce at any level, like players don't produce, they're gone. Coaches don't produce, they're gone. Has to be the same for everybody. Has to be the same for everybody. Has to. Can't change. All right, we got to go to break, man. Got to get all caught up here. By the way, Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider, and, of course, NFL Network is going to join us at 9 o'clock. We'll talk to Baldy about everything and get you caught up on all that right now. I want to talk to you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. It's truck month season at your local South Florida Chevy dealers, conveniently located in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Check out the 2024 Chevy Colorado, powerful and performance-ready with easy-to-reach tech features. Got it all for you. Absolutely loaded. Take charge of any situation with the new 2024 Silverado with impressive towing and powerful engines for anything you might need. A boat behind it or anything else. Hey, I'm telling you right now, and let me just throw in the Tahoes while we're at it, too. They've got everything you need. By the time you talk about a Silverado, a Colorado, or a Tahoe, boy, that's all you need to get things done. Chevy Trucks will get the job done, work or play. It is truck month for you to get a great deal on a truck that's perfect for your lifestyle. Check it out. Chevrolet together. Let's drive. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today.
Time for your weather report, brought to you by the Nemesman and Dover Law from youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Looking like a nice day out there, so enjoy the day with your kids who had school canceled.
How about surprise, surprise, surprise? I think we thought originally we were going to get some pretty bad weather today, and no, they were giving me the business last night. You do dumb things. You're not dumb, but you don't. Well, they said stupid. You're not stupid. I am stupid. But you do stupid things. Why are you going to work? It's supposed to be windy in the morning, and you're going to be. So that's why I told you. I said, "Hey, Woody, we'll check in the morning if you think, you know, if it gets too. I don't want you." So you're not being fair to Woody. He's got to go through the rain in Miami, and
they were thinking of me. That was nice.
And look at things, Woody.
That's nice. So yeah, Omar Kelly just texted me. It's a beach day because he said that yesterday. Today is probably a better beach.
It's a great. By the way, they're saying it's going to be a gorgeous weekend for everybody down here.
Wish the schools would do it like that, you know, kind of play.
Hate to say that when 4 hours away they get the crap knocked out of them, but
yeah,
that's the way we are. That's the way we are a little bit. So anyway, we want to let everybody know that. So Woody, I looked at this, man. You got this bye week for the Dolphins, and listen, they got a long way to go. They got a lot of stuff to clean up. Now this isn't like one little thing. This isn't like one guy having a bad game or something, and this is almost disaster in this last game, to be very honest. But you're going to have Tua back. If he comes back for that Arizona game, everybody can do the math. You got him for 11 games. And that's why this game coming up is going to be an important one. Got to be an important one, but also It's his chance to show he can stay healthy, but it's not going to change. I just want everybody to know if he does play the last 11 games, I still have to go out and draft a quarterback. And if I think he's got a chance to be really good, then I don't need a veteran quarterback. Now, not everybody agrees with me on this. A lot of you still think you go out and find a, I don't want to say Dalton or somebody like a Dalton. I don't know. But I'd much rather just have Mike develop a young guy that he thinks has special talent.
His replacement.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And
they
and,
need to plan for his replacement.
And if Tua can come back and stays healthy and
then great, trade the replacement away for a first round pick or something.
But
it was the best the Patriots did that a bunch of times.
But we can't worry about anybody's feelings. We have to now, because of what happened, we see how important a quarterback position is, and we have to make sure we have another guy that's got major upside. I'd rather develop our own guy. I trust Mike to develop his own guy and his coaching staff. I don't necessarily need a veteran quarterback. Now, not everybody agrees. Some guy, no, there's go get us a veteran guy out there. Or get a veteran guy that was a first-round pick that didn't work out in New York that can work out for us. Some of you are on that obviously had talent but didn't get developed, and maybe it was more about the franchise they went to, which is true. But you got to get somebody to come in here and upgrade that position and never let this happen again. Never happen again. Where
you're very dramatic about this right now.
Well, because I think the whole thing's a little frustrating because this thing is so open and the AFC East has just kind of been a disaster. We thought the Bills were going to run away with it. They're 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
They got to go to New York, and the Jets have been terrible. They're 2-3, and they got a chance to be tied, actually, even in first, because they win this head-to-head against the Bills if they were to do it. Games in New Jersey, so we'll see how that all plays out. And you're right there. You could join the 3-3 team next week against the Colts. So anyway, you kind of look at all this stuff, Woody, and again, hey, we all have our – nobody's perfect, right? Dolphins are scoring 12 points a game. You know, Jets, 18 points a game. They're not exactly tearing it up with what they've done. And then we got to find out who's going to get – this could be a big part of everything. Devontae Adams, he's going to get traded. He is definitely gone. He will not end up – I don't think that thing is going to work out. And if they get the right pick – I think they trade him. I don't think they're going to give him away. He's too good. That wouldn't make sense. Anyway, we've got to go to break here. We're going to get all caught. Brian Balding. We're going to ask Baldy about all these questions as well. Get Baldy's take on everything, including what took place with Aaron Rodgers and Robert Saleh and Nathaniel Hackett and everybody else in that drama of the New York Jets. Brian Baldinger will join us next. Stay with us.